And of course, we use this verse. There's a lot of application. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. You know, only you can do that. You can only open the door to Jesus Christ. He wants to be your Savior. He'll never force himself on you. But you know, your eternity is all about that decision, whether you open the door of your heart to Jesus Christ and receive him as your Savior and Lord. And what is that wonderful thing? He says, if you open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. A personal relationship with a living God. It's real. And we realize that that here, Isaiah, the God of heaven, is a personal God. He revealed himself to Isaiah. He had a plan for Isaiah. He had a will for Isaiah. You know, God is real. Why would people want to grope about in life just going their own way, trying to figure out what life is all about, making most of it a mess, when you could have the call of God upon your life and know what God has wants for your life and know what God has planned for your life and to be exactly in the center of the work of God? Why would you choose anything else? Why be so foolish to waste your time on nothingness? Emptiness. You know, I sat here Friday night at the mission conference. Man, I heard the preaching. And I said, you know, what a sad thing. Most people, they just don't get it. They don't have any clue about life. Just wasted their time on something inconsequential. They could have been right here, hearing one of the greatest messages ever heard, and have God speak to their heart. People don't get it. But you know, God's a living God. And God has a plan. And God has a calling upon those who will come to Jesus Christ. So, this is great. A God. A call from heaven. From the real God of heaven. And it's real. The call of God is real. Now, there's so much to say in so little time. But God is the one who calls. He's the one who calls. Notice the identity of the call. He said, whom shall I send? And who will go? Wow, that's profound. Who was going to go? Who's going to go? Who's going to go for me? You know, that requires a real decision of action. They're going to go. They're going to go somewhere. That's real. God called Abraham. And God called Abraham to leave his country and his kindred and to go to a land that he knew nothing of. To go. Notice it says, who will go for us? The call of God is the fact that this is a plan. This is an ambassadorship. This is a being a representative. This is being doing this in the place and for God. Can you think of anything more important in the world than that? Who will go for us? God wants people to do something for him. Go for him. Who will go for us? Go for God. That's a high and noble calling. Go for God. Most people don't have any clue. They're just wasting their life on something that doesn't really count. But God has a call. He says, who will go? He says, whom will I send? Whom will I send? That means to be directed specifically by God. To go to a specific place. Who will go? This is so great. You know, God gives the call. Now, you know, everybody has to ask the question. I'm sure you're asking the question. Well, you know, how does this work? I didn't hear a voice from heaven. You know, Isaiah saw the Lord. God allowed him to see heaven. You know, how is it going to work for me? Well, I'll tell you. God has done something that is very profound. He's given us His direct word right here. How does this work? And this kind of goes with the next question. Who does He call? How does He call and who does He call? Okay? So, you said, I never heard God say, here am I, you know, who will go for us? Well, turn with me in your Bible right now. Turn your Bible to Mark chapter 16. And verse 15 is a very important verse, and it's in the Bible, and it's written, let's give a broad respect to it, it's given to Christians. It says, go, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, how does this bear on what we're talking about? Because this is a significant truth, because when did God's call come to Isaiah? It came to Isaiah as a result of his response to God. He saw God. He saw His holy presence. He understood God and His greatness, and he was moved by it. He responded to it. He says, woe is me. He saw himself before the Lord, and he responded to that. We'll talk about that more. But I'm trying to make this practical. Who does God call? Who's the person that says, I want you to go to Peru? Who's the person that God says, I want you to go to Kenya? Who is that person that God says, I want you to go to South Africa? Now, I'm trying to make this real practical. Who is it? It's the person who takes God's command literally. All right? So, let's just say you're saved. Let's just say you just got saved. And now you're reading the Bible. And you start with the book of Mark. And on the 16th day of your, after you got saved, you're in Mark chapter 16. You read about the life of Christ. You read about the death, the resurrection. You read about now His commission to His disciples. You've been saved 16 days. And you're in Mark chapter 16. You're reading a chapter a day. And you read the Bible and it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, if you're paying attention to your Bible reading, the first thing you're going to have to ask yourself, is that literally true? Is that literally true? I mean, do those words mean what they say? Yes or no? Yes or no? If you say yes, that's big. That's really big. Because it's going to be followed by the second response. That means I have an obligation. Yes or no? Yes or no? Well, the answer should be yes. But I hope you understand what I'm saying. Who does God call? Who hears the voice of God eventually? That's why I want you to go to Africa. Or I want you to go to South America. You see, it starts very early in a person's Christian life. In this example, the 16th day. Very early in their Christian life. You know what? This word in print is as real as God's audible voice. Do you understand that? This word in print is as real as God's audible voice. And it demands a response. And that response needs to be, yes, this is now my obligation. Yes, now I will give myself to obey this command. Yes, Isaiah said, God says, whom will I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, I will. So the very early stages of a person's Christian life, God's finding out who's going to respond. He's going to find out. He knows, doesn't he? He knows everything about us, doesn't he? Is God going to call disobedient people to South Africa? What do you think? Is God going to call people who refuse to obey Him? No. He's not going to. It starts with the receiving, responding to the call that God has on every single Christian. Every single Christian has this call upon their life. Every single Christian has this call upon their life. Do you feel this obligation? Do you take this literally? It's literal. It should be, that obligation should be felt in your inner being. And you know what? It's real. That's real. Now the question is, okay, God, I know this is what you want me to do. This is what you want me to do. Lord, okay, how do you want me to do it? How do you want me to do it? Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell people about Jesus Christ. That's going to be the purpose of my life. I am going to tell people about salvation. I'm going to tell people how they can be rescued from hell. I'm going to tell them the penalty has been paid. You can't get there by good works. You can't get there by baptism. You can't get there by religious deeds. You have to be born again by faith. The only way, and it's real, you be born again. I'm going to tell them. And so then the next question is, this is the call of God. The next question is, God, okay, how do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do this in all my available time? Or, God, do you want me to actually devote myself to full-time ministry? How do you want me to do this? Lord, I'm going to do it. Whether it's in every waking moment that I have, or whether this is really the call for my life, to go somewhere. That's how it works. Do you understand that? That's where you should be at. If you haven't gotten there, if you've been there, you understand what I'm saying. If you haven't gotten there, you need to get there. And at the right time, God will say, where? At the right time, he'll say where. But I'm trying to make this personal. Until he tells you where, and even after you know where you're supposed to go, you want to go anywhere, everywhere God wants you to go. You hear about Peru, you want to go there. You hear about Kenya, you want to go there. You hear about South Africa and you see the great need, you want to go there. You hear about the need in Hungary and you want to go there. You know why? Because you have responded to God's call, go into all the world and preach the gospel. I'm called here. I'm called here. And I know this is where God wants me. But do I have a burden for Kenya? Would I like to go to Kenya and help them? Yeah. Would I like to go to South Africa and help? I would love to. Would I love to be able to go and help these church planters and start? I'd love to go. I want to go. But I can't go. I can only go one place. But you see, the call is worldwide. The call is worldwide. Go into all the world. When you get saved, God has a call for your life. You know what it is? The whole world. Now, how does it take specific roots? You know how it takes specific roots? Well, number one, it takes specific roots. I want to tell everybody I can around me. I want to tell everybody I can around me. Do you? Do you want to tell people around you about Jesus Christ? You know, there's something wrong with this kind of Christianity that goes on, that people don't have a burden for missions. There's something wrong. It isn't biblical. It isn't real. It isn't real Christianity. Real Christianity. On the 16th day, going to all the world. That's literal. That's me. That's my God's commission for my life. That's my God's call on my life. It's real. Have you ever responded to God's call on your life? God is still alive. And he has called every Christian to reach the world for Jesus Christ. Now in the journey, those who respond to that first stage of the call, they are now the kind of people that are putting themselves in the position that if God has a plan for them further, they are now have ears to hear. They now have ears to hear. God talks to those who respond to him. Mr. Simonson, our missionary to Kenya, he got saved on a Monday night. He was in church on Sunday, two previous Sundays. He raised his hand that he wasn't saved, he wanted to be saved. I got his talked to his friend. I said, Matt, let's go talk to Mr. Simonson. I think God's working his life. And we made an appointment to go there Tuesday night. Well, Mr. Simonson, knowing, if you know Mr. Simonson, he knew exactly why we were coming to his house. He was a very intelligent man. He was a plant manager for Enrico Steel at a young age. He had many men working for him. You know, he knew logistics of life. And he said to himself, I know what they're going to come for. They're going to come and try to lead me to Christ. But I tell you what, I'm going to get saved ahead of time. And so we went and knocked on his door. And he basically says, I know what you guys came here for, but it's too bad. I got saved last night. And that's about what he said. And he just smiled all the way because he got ahead of us, you know. But next Sunday he was, I think it was, I don't know if it was Sunday, he was at church. I says, Mr. Simonson, I says, Rick, I says, you know what? I want you to meet somebody next Saturday. And so it might have the week after he got saved, I took Mr. Simonson soul winning with me. And he started taking the gospel to the ends of the world. And as I saw him respond to the Bible and to God's call, I said, you know what? God's going to probably call him into the ministry. It's as simple as that. Who did God call? The person who responded. Who responded to him. That's who he called. Isaiah saw the Lord. He was transformed by just being in the presence of God. And we have this great truth. Who calls? God calls. And who does God call? God calls every Christian to go in all the world. If you're saved, you've been called to reach the whole world for Jesus Christ. Now the question is, okay, let's start. Let's talk to everybody we can about Jesus Christ. There's a lot of leaving out here, I'd like to say, but I don't have time. Jesus said to the disciples, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Bible says when a person obeys that call, now they are in the beginning, they are in the transformation operation. Their life is being transformed by God. Now they're living in the eternal dimension. Now they are living in the spiritual. They're living about what life is all about. I guarantee you, if you leave this place today and you're thinking about that person, next person you're going to talk to, you're involved in the transformation ministry. God is changing you. Think about Him. Think about souls. We don't have much time, but I want us to think about the result of God's call, God showing himself to Isaiah, I want us to think about a couple things here. What is one of the results of those who have received the call? Isaiah, it says, I saw the Lord. Isn't that interesting? He saw the Lord. His eyes. He says, whoa, I'm a man of unclean lips. Notice his lips. Okay. And he says, woe is me. His eyes. He saw the Lord. Jesus said, look on the fields for they're white under harvest. What do you see when you see people? What do you see? You see, the call of God transforms a person's eyes. They see things through God's eyes now. Jesus said, look on the fields for they're white under harvest. There's a whole sermon right there. I think of this illustration. It's such an impression upon my heart. Mr. Farmer Schultz, he had his combine over here. And one of his trucks was over in that field over there. And he's walking past the church. And the school always had recess on the front yard of the church. I think that was before the school wing and everything. And you know, there was a couple of cans, aluminum cans, sitting on the lawn on the side of the road. And the kids had been playing out there every day for days. And they stayed there. Mr. Schultz, he walks from that field to that field to his truck, and he goes by those cans, and guess what he does? He sees them. And he picks them up. Not his church. He sees them. You know what? When he saw those, he said, they're out of place. They're trash. They need to be picked up. How many other persons saw them? They didn't see anything. You see, eyes. Jesus said, look in the fields for their white under harvest. A person's eyes, when they get the call of God, their eyes are changed. They see souls. They see souls in hell. They see souls that Jesus died for. You know what? They don't see black and white, yellow. They don't see that, not a bit. You know what they see? They see souls. That's what they see. People. There's not a bit of prejudice in a soul winner. Amen? They love every soul because Jesus died for every soul. You know, their lips. You know, the fact is, your lips and my lips need to be unloosed. Are your lips tight? Are your lips... You think, oh, what will they say? I don't dare talk about Jesus. I don't dare tell other people about Jesus. You know, no. Your lips need to be unloosed, amen? And you know, when you hear the call of God and you've seen the God of heaven and heard his call, there's a work on your lips, amen? I think Stephen, he's talked about this fellow. It just got saved. Peter, he's kind of shy. Immediately I thought, well, that's me. But God changes you. Amen? He changes you. Your lips get loosed. Wow. The product, the results of those who have received the call. There's so much that we could say today. But you know, the call of God is real. It starts with conversion. The next step is the recognition of the commission. The third step is the consecration. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. The consecration of your life and your gifts to God. That's real. Consecration. That's going to be followed by God's calling on your life. Now, every Christian is called to give their life to the ministry of a local church. That's the next step. 1 Corinthians 12:18, he set them in the local church. This universal church stuff messes up the whole plan of God. The local church, the consecration of your gifts and your talents. Start right where you are. Find a church that preaches the truth. I've been in many churches. The first criteria always was truth. Always was truth. Nothing else. Truth. Consecrate. And then you give yourself in that place. And then God's going to call you to what your real place is. Now, Mr. Ainge came here. And you know what he did? He said, God's called me to this place. God's called me to this place, Maquoketa, Wisconsin, to give my life to build this church for God's glory. God has a call for you. It's either right here in your local church or it's to somewhere in the end of the world. But you aren't getting to the end of the world until you make the first commitment. Amen? You got to commit yourself to God's way of doing it. And God said to the Apostle Paul, Acts 13, as they ministered to the Lord in the church at Antioch, he said to the church, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherein I have called them. You know, you got to follow God's plan. He has a plan how he does it. It's not how we want to do it or how you figured out how to do it. Go by the Bible. Go by the Bible. You know, and I know we're taking extra time here, but you know, when we came to Wisconsin to start a church, I didn't know where to go. I thought for sure God's calling me to Delafield. That's my hometown. They didn't have a church. And, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to start a church there. And I said to my pastor, I says, you know, would the church, you know, license us just to investigate? He said, sure. And after a few months, I came back to the pastor. I said, you know, pastor, I just don't sense that God has a plan for this place, the Delafield, right now. It's not the place. And I said, you know, I don't know where God wants me to go, but I know what he wants me to do. If I'm going to find out God's plan. I said, Pastor, God's plan is a local church, and I'm going to do everything in my power to serve God right here, right now. I'll be Sunday school teacher, and I'll be a bus captain, and I'll be on visitation, and I'll be a part of fixing the building. I'll do everything. I won't miss a service. This is God's plan. I knew that's how God worked. And it was just a couple months after that, my pastor said to me, Ron, you ought to think about, pray about going to Maquoketa to start a church. It was my pastor who said it. See, I knew what God's way of doing it was. You go his way, and then he'll use that way to get to the next step. And of course, you know the end of the story at this point. You know, God has a call in your life. And that call is so real. Don't be looking for some, you know, whatever. It's right here in this book. On the 16th day, go into all the world, preach the gospel. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's your command. I'm going to commit myself and my life to do it, Lord. I'm going to give myself to do it, Lord. And you start. You start on God's plan. The one who is responding to God. If God has a bigger plan, then he'll show it to him. But until then, you do what God's plan is for everybody. But if he has a bigger one, a different one, to go some particular place, but he'll show it to you then. But until then, we'll do everything we can by witnessing here, supporting missionaries, praying. That's God's plan. The call of God is the center of the missionary movement. You know, it's amazing as you read the Bible, everywhere Paul went, people heard the call of God to take the gospel to the ends of the world. Everywhere the gospel went. Everywhere. Today it seems like it's kind of unusual, but to me in the Bible, it's normal. It's normal. Have you heard God's call in your life? Maybe today you need to start at the 16th day and say, Lord, I'm saved. The command is real. I'm going to take it as real and literal. I realize it's an obligation upon my soul. And Lord, I give myself to your plan for my life right now. Right now. Doesn't matter if you're 10 years old. Doesn't matter if you're 60 years old. But if you're saved, that's God's command. And that's the start of the missionary movement of reaching the world for Jesus Christ. Right here, between you and God. It might be the 20th year, but you haven't gotten to the 16th day yet. But today is the day. Lord, it's real. It's literal. It's my obligation. I submit myself to do in all my powers to give my life to spread the gospel to the ends of the world, starting with my life right where I am at. That's real. Let's bow in prayer. And point of decision. This is your 16th day. You've been saved 16 days. Been reading a chapter in the Bible every day. You come to Mark 16. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. What will you do with the command of God? Jesus left heaven so all the world could be saved. They can't be saved unless someone tells them. And we won't tell them unless we sense the command of God and the sense of debt we have to all those who need to be saved. It's the 16th day of your salvation. You say, Lord, I'm taking that command exactly what it is. Lord, you can count on me. Lord, you can count on me. I will take that command for my life as to be my own obligation. Yes, Lord. Here am I. Send me. Would you today respond to God's command? Would you today respond to the literal call of God upon your life? Maybe you've never taken it literally before. Somehow God made it clear to you it's literally true. It's as though God said it himself right before your eyes. Will you go and will you preach the gospel to all the world? And here today, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you today would say to God, yes, Lord, I accept as my responsibility, and I take that command to obey it the rest of my life. I'm giving myself to your call because Jesus died for all the sins of the world. He died for mine. He saved me. Today, Christian, if you have yet to have made that response to God's call, today you need to. By an uplifted hand right there in that pew, would you say, yes, I accept God's call and command, and I submit to it as my own. Anyone here today, just raise your hand wherever you might be. I see that. I hear that. I know it's literally true. And I say, yes, God, I will do it. I will obey you. I will give myself. Amen. Many hands. Praise God. How about you? Okay. How about you? Young person, adult, young people, anyone else, God speaking to your heart. Yes, I know we have to say, we have to respond. There has to something go through our process, doesn't it? Anyone else, as you contemplate God's call on your life, say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're here today and you say, you know what? I don't know what it means to be saved. I'd like to know how to be saved. I'd like to know for sure my sins are washed away. I'd like to know for sure that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I don't have that assurance. I'm one of those people that's lost and ready, not ready to spend eternity in the wrong place. And you say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me that I would accept Jesus as my Savior. I need to get ready. Pray for that I'd truly come to the end of myself. Anyone here? Okay, I see that hand. Anyone else? Lord, we thank you that you're the living God. Lord, you love every soul. You know every person. And Lord, you know all intricacies of that heart, of that soul that needs to be saved. Oh God, it's nothing for you to work in that heart. And we're expecting you to do it as we pray for you to do it. And I pray, Lord, for many, many today who said, yes, Lord, that command is real. I'm going to give myself to obey that command. And Lord, it is a monumental step, in one sense, a baby step. I pray that, Lord, there would be a very sense of your hand and a very sense of your plan in these lives that have surrendered to your call. And, Lord, now we commit it to you, the lost of all surrounding us right here that need someone who will tell them. And the lost of the world who need someone who will say, here am I, send me. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.